Too often, suffering is seen as a punishment from God. But nothing could be further from the truth. God does not punish. God saves. The only reason that I can come up with for God allowing suffering is that good can come from it. And I've seen it time and time again. Our pain can, if we allow it, bring us closer to God. Comfort comes from knowing that Jesus Christ, innocent and without sin, has gone down the road of suffering before us all the way to the end. We're reminded today that in the midst of his suffering, Jesus cared for others. We remember how he cared for the women of Jerusalem, stopping on the way to the cross. Of how he responded to those thieves crucified with him. Of how he forgave and responded to those who drove nails into his hands and feet. And of course, how he cared at the very end for his own mother. There's nothing but love in this man. It's a love that poured out with his blood. Jesus did not die to save us from suffering. Jesus died to show us and teach us how to suffer. The road of suffering is difficult and unique for everyone who makes the journey. No one's suffering is the same as anyone else's. But in the midst of our suffering, we can be drawn out to see the sufferings of others. No one can offer comfort better than someone who's also suffered and is no stranger to pain. We know when someone has been there with us or before us. Suffering could make us bitter, but it could also purify us and make us noble and great and holy. In my life, the greatest people I've ever known are the people who have suffered. They're people who've confronted their pain with hope. The truth is, pain and suffering are an indispensable part of being truly human, making us people of compassion and maturity. These are people who do not run from life, but who embrace it and love and hope. I think this is their day. This day and the days to follow this week are a time for all of us to grow up and grow out. This is a day to examine our own suffering in the light of how Jesus suffered. And it's a time to reject bitterness and embrace compassion, which seems to me is in short supply in our culture these days. To stand with hope, with others who suffer as well, and provide by our faith some light in the darkness of their fears and loneliness is ultimately our own vocation in the midst of our suffering. To give them hope, to show them the way, as Jesus has shown us in his own